Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Fox News, I'm Gary Baumgarten. Israel reportedly launches a retaliatory response against Iran in response to last weekend's attack.
What we have heard so far from Iranian press is that there were three explosions in the Isfahan area. That is the location of the Natanz nuclear facility. We have no indication as of yet that the Natanz facility was the target.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon, a UN resolution that would have paved the way for full UN membership for the Palestinians fails following a veto by the United States. Here's Israeli UN Ambassador Gilad Erdan.
I wish to begin by thanking the United States, and particularly President Biden, for standing up for truth and morality in the face of hypocrisy and politics.
America is listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Listen to this newscast ad-free on Amazon Music with your Prime membership or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.